Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is July 2nd, 2010. We are headed into the 4th of July weekend, and I hope that everyone out there remembers what the 4th of July truly symbolizes, our Declaration of Independence against the British Crown and the globalist of that era, 200 plus years ago. And everything our founders fought against, everything that our founders put down in that Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, is back in spades on every count. If you read that Declaration of Independence, in fact, later in the broadcast, I'm going to read at least part of it on air. Every usurpation, every abuse, every form of tyranny that was being ladled out liberally upon our heads, our forefathers' heads and our foremothers' heads, is now back. Back worse than it ever was. There is no doubt by every historical yardstick, this is oppression, this is corruption, this is tyranny with a big fat capital T. Now, going into July 4th, we have some amazing guests lined up for you today. Some extremely informative guests. We have Gerald Celente joining us in T-minus 30 minutes to talk about the designed meltdown of all global currencies and the announcement by the G20 of open world government and the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Then Max Kaiser joins us at the bottom of the next hour to talk about the same vitally important subject. Then Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit on what's happening with the economy in the third hour. And then Bill Still, the amazing documentary filmmaker over 14 years ago, Money Masters, updated and revised. We have, of course, the three-plus-hour film available at Infowars.com. It's only $19.95, and you support the filmmakers and get the most comprehensive, well-made, riveting film that gives you the true history of the New World Order takeover of the United States and the planet subsequently through the banking dictatorship. He has a new film that just came out on DVD 2 days ago. And guess what? We have it in stock, out of the gates, available at Infowars.com. And we'll be telling you about that new film today. Folks certainly need to stay tuned for that, because this is not only a documentary that covers the latest criminal activities of the New World Order and shows how this banking cabal is bankrupting nations by design. It also shows solutions to take over the money system, to take it back from the banksters and put it under Congress again. And this film, of course, is excellent for anyone around the world. The same bankers are robbing and looting all but a handful of nations, the nations they don't financially control, that they aren't sucking dry like Nosferatu on a victim or Count Dracula sucking a victim dry. Those who they don't control financially through their dictatorship, are under siege by the New World Order and under sanctions or being military bombarded or about to be bombarded. So we'll cover the new film, The Secrets of Oz, coming up in the last hour today. Now, with that said, we have to somehow not get basic tyranny fatigue, where we are so educated about what's happening, we are so informed about what's unfolding in our world, that we just become accepting of it. Number one, we need to realize patriots have been right. We were right about everything. So we need to toot our horn so the sheeple will take notice and realize it's not too late to listen to us. But we also have to face the fact ourselves that things are more serious than we even thought.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gerald Celente on the premeditated destruction of not just the dollar, but all world currencies, joining us at T-minus 24 minutes. Max Kaiser will be popping in as well. Bob Chapman, Bill Still, filmmaker, in the last hour as well. So a jam-packed Friday broadcast, July 2nd, 2010, as we move into the 4th of July weekend. I will also open the phones up throughout the broadcast, specifically asking you what the 4th of July means to you. The United States certainly hadn't been perfect, but it's been the greatest, freest, most inventive nation in world history. And now it has been turned into something diametrically opposed to its founding mission that gave us all of this wealth and power and freedom. We have been hijacked through a private, corporate, offshore takeover. And we need to reverse this criminal takeover now. It is that simple. So I'm going to open the phones up, and I specifically want to get your take on what the 4th of July stands for, and are you committing to try to reinvigorate the spirit of 1776 and to take that animating spirit of liberty and to breathe life into your communities and to create an example of an alternative to the sickening, stinking corruption of the New World Order. We have to stand as an example, and we have to stand as an alternative to what the world is being turned into. Let me go over some of the news that I have here in front of me today that we'll be covering with our guest. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Well, you know Obama's pushing immigration reform, i.e. treason, the end of our country. They have incredibly strict immigration rules to Mexico, incredibly strict to Zimbabwe, Africa, incredibly strict to New Zealand now compared to what it was. Every other country, but not the United States. We are wide open. And that was fine when there was no welfare. But the government brings in these foreigners as a foreign political army. Like, I have nothing against Eastern Europeans. But in England, they're being used as a political weapon. Just like the illegal aliens from Latin America are being used here. And they're brought in, and the government is their buddy and gives them free slop and free suckle. Poison government milk from the giant swollen poison mammary glands of hanging from the boar hog's belly, the sow that is drunk on the blood. It's like a vampiric pig. That's what government is, that sucks off the productive people of the West and then disgorges it as a bloody meal to its pups. I mean, look at this video of Congressman Pete Stark that's been out for a few days on Infowars.com brazenly mocking his constituents, going, there's no problem with the border, saying, oh, you don't want an open border? You're murdering Minutemen. Why don't you kill some more people? Minutemen have killed no one. The illegal alien hordes are murdering police, burning down whole neighborhoods, slaughtering. They've taken over at least 80 miles, one-third of Arizona, total collapse. Mexico's a failed society. And Obama is pushing total treason. And he told Senator Kyle, I'm going to leave that border open, and I like that crime that's going on down there. So we have a pretext to pass immigration reform, which will only make it worse. But, hey, don't worry. America's now collapsing. Schwarzenegger just put 200,000 state employees on minimum wage. People that have been making $25 an hour, you're now going to make six smackers. Oh, you like the open borders. Oh, you want to live like they do in Mexico City? Well, you are now. Oh, globalism has destroyed America. And I bet you're happy, aren't you? Well, good. If we'd have kept Mexico contained, the pressure would have caused an overthrow of their corrupt government and at least some chance of liberty down there with those people. But not anymore. No, we will fall like Mexico. That's the globalist model. We will fall to being fully bankrupt to the IMF and World Bank as Mexico did in the last 50 years. We will be like Mexico, captured by the global corporate Borg, who live in their lavish armored compounds in Caribbean and Mediterranean and South Pacific islands, running the planet via satellite uplink in lavish private islands with all their, you know, five-star number 10 beauties just enjoying themselves and gorged on our blood. They use poverty and sickness and degradation and ignorance as a weapon. And they're cutting down the West that led the world in the Renaissance. The West is falling. Minas Tirith is falling. Falling to Mordor. Dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. We're going to be covering that. Amazing mail online story that Matt Ryan just posted on Infowars.com. Attack of the vapors, how jet trails block out the sunshine, and they admit that it's a toxic spray. And they come within one hair of admitting it's a chemical chemtrail weapon program. See, out in the open now. Mainstream news. White House science czar a year and a half ago, first press conference, John P. Aldrin says, oh, we are terraforming, geoengineering the Earth to save you from global warming and ozone holes, but we can't tell you the details. It's classified. Ooh. And we happen to get the Pentagon document. Aaron ferreted it out, where they admit it's all compartmentalized through the big three kerosene producers. That's what jet fuel is. And they add it, and no one even knows. It's added at the major facilities, and no one even questions. It's just one of the additives. And then it's aerosolized as nuclei into the sky. That's just one part of at least 14 different programs we've identified in the new film I'm making. Problem is, it's overload. Too much chemtrail evidence. Too much. You know where they're really hitting us, I've discovered? It's not just fluoride in the water and the food, 900 parts per million in the powdered eggs and dressings you put on your food. I mean, one part per million is devastating. 900 parts per million is just total chemical lobotomy. The public is just completely devastated. When they spray the toxic waste left over from the petroleum industry, nickel, mercury, every heavy metal you can imagine, other poisons, plastics, they create additives that are put in almost all the fast food. Even CNN admitted on Monday, oh, yes, chicken McNuggets do have silicone in them, plastic. You're eating deadly poison. It's just, oh, it's so funny. You like that organ failure? You like that kidney failure? You like the fact that you – I mean, the magnitude of this, the fact that I even have to argue with police and FBI and government people. You didn't get a memo to not eat chicken McNuggets, did you? And by the way, it's hundreds of foods have it. Foods at the store have it. CNN admitting, oh, yeah, you're eating plastic in the food, silicon. You know what silicon does to your kidneys? Forms crystals just like antifreeze does. But it's done slower. It takes years. But even bigger in my research, I mean, I knew about it, but to look at the sheer numbers, hundreds of chemicals are put in crop fertilizer. You ever read what's in crop fertilizer or lawn fertilizer? It'll even say, don't put this on your crops. But then they put it on the crops. And in it is every poison. And did you know plants pull that up into them? That's why half the corn syrup has incredibly high levels in studies, Washington Post, headline, half of corn syrup has high levels of mercury, because they spray mercury on the crops, and then you eat the corn and the wheat. Your family eats it, all by design. That's why I have a documentary produced by the British royal family, one of the princes owns the company, aired on PBS, where it shows how they've got big palaces all over England, palaces, some of which that are hundreds of thousands of acres, where all their wheat, all their corn, all their lettuce, all their squash, all their pumpkins, all their beans, all their peas, all their beef, all their chicken, all their fish, everything is raised there. And the royal family has trucks that follow them and jets that follow them when they travel overseas, and they only eat meals grown on their facilities. And it's admitted in the show, with Prince Philip taking him in and going, oh, it's like a little village. He goes in and buys the beef at the facility he owns, and they're there behind the counter. And he goes, it's all organic, all here. And he talks about how the food is all produced there and only shipped around and prepared for him and his whole family. Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, the German prince. I mean, cops, you're going to sit there in your squad car and laugh at me when the corn and the wheat and the corn syrup you're eating and everything you're eating is a weapon. 100% fact. Zero doubt. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. I'm making this film and I can't even make it. I just wallow deeper into a black hole of evil. It's always worse than I thought. It's never ending. It's all the most horrible things you can imagine. Just search engine and it's being done to you. Literally. I have a game I play with myself now late at night where I will imagine the sickest thing under the sun that government, as I go inside their minds, as I war game, as I sit in their chair, that's what generals do against enemy generals, is you imagine their program off of what you know they've already done, what their admitted program is, and what they would do next, and how they would cheat each other, and then you can search it, and there it is. I can type in exact words and exact sentences and put it into a search engine, and it's in government documents, almost word for word what I have envisioned. I am literally inside these people's minds. It is unbelievable how they are on a total power trip, soft killing all of us. Just like cops that have, you know, followed a serial killer for 10, 15 years, they finally are there the right night, they're at the right place, they finally catch them because they get in their mind. Well, let me tell you something, I've gotten in these people's mind. In fact, guys, you printed me that. Here it is. No, that's the CNN headline. Kids may need second H1N1 dose again this year. And then it goes on to admit it's causing seizures. Matt Ryan, you printed me that one about the McNuggets with plastic in them. Yeah, I think the headline was McNuggets in the U.S. different than McNuggets in England. And then it later just admits, oh, petrochemical plastic. Silicon is in the McNuggets. Oh, it's so delicious.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The globalists don't just put poisons in the food and water because they want to slow kill us. It's also addictive. Most poisons in small amounts are addictive. And I was covering the CNN on Monday. It's Friday now. The guy search engined it during the break and found mail online. Not loving it. U.S. Chicken McNuggets contain silly putty chemical, and it says transatlantic taste. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets contain more calories, fat, and chemicals than their British counterparts. And the boys just ran in here with the CNN. They found the CNN. Here's the CNN. The headline is, all McNuggets are not created equal. And it goes on to basically say the same thing. CNN investigations the differences for receiving in McNuggets. And then it goes on from there. It says American McNuggets have 190 calories, 12 grams of fat for four pieces, and contain the chemical preservative TBHQ. Terateri bilithyl droquinone, a petrochemical petroleum-based product. They also contain dimethyl polysilicene, which is basically a component of silicon, an anti-foaming agent. I'm sorry, for some reason I've got good eyes, but these CNN stories print the smallest I've ever seen. I mean, this is just tiny print here. And it just goes on from there. By contrast, British McNuggets, 170 calories, 9 grams of fat, 1 gram of saturated fat for four pieces, lists neither chemical among its ingredients. And it just goes on from there. But they calmly report, and it goes on to say it's a petrochemical byproduct left over from oil. And they take all of the byproducts left over from crude oil. I mean, you're hearing now about all this crude oil and how it's off-gassing all these chemicals and dioxins and benzene and heavy metals. And well, that's what gets taken to refineries. And depending on what type of crude it is, in some cases, more than half of it is just a byproduct. And only half the original oil actually gets turned into refined gasoline. And so what do they do with it? Well, it's called distillates, and some of it gets turned into Vaseline and some of it into motor oil and machine oil and kerosene and diesel. And they've got all these different ways to try to use the byproducts. But every refinery, from the smallest to the largest, just has giant, giant, giant tanks and huge piles. You know, driving through Houston as a child, I would see just piled to the sky, huge, stinking mountains of green and red and yellow chemicals. And I'd say, what is that, Dad? And he'd say, well, that's some type of dioxin. You can tell that's yellow and you can smell it. That's sulfur. And, you know, described in the Bible as the smell of hell. And that's looks like a byproduct of some type of distillate they're going to use for coke. To melt iron into steel. And but they take all the rest of it they can't use, and they put it in your water. They put it in my water, and they put it on the crops, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic. What do we do with this? Oh, we put it in the water and spray it on the crops, and now they allow them to spray sodium fluoride is a pesticide on the crops because it kills the bugs. Oh, yeah, you spray some sodium fluoride on a grasshopper or a ladybug or anything else, it's deader than a hammer in minutes. It goes right through the plant roots and into the plants. They actually use crops. When you have toxic dump sites, they'll go in and plant corn. It's one of the best. In just a few generations, it can take out almost all of the poison. And you eat it. And I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm the bad man. CNN comes down here. MSNBC comes down here. PBS comes here. All these networks. ABC News comes here. And they look at me like I'm a crazy man. They say, you really think the government wants to kill us? And I go, gee, I've just got hundreds of textbooks we bought and sent off for where they say they're doing this to us in the last 60 years. And you can go back even further in England, over 100. And I know for a fact, and they're doing it. And you're so weak-minded, you little ABC nightly news anchor they sent here. You're so weak-minded, you sit there and arrogantly laugh at me. I went to dinner with them after, and I said, listen, this is real. They just kept laughing. It's just funny, isn't it? And these people have children. They have children, and they're not going to look into what's in the corn. They're not going to look into what's in the corn syrup. They're not going to look into what's in the wheat. They're not going to look into none of it. They're not going to look into how this stuff's fed as animal feed to the chickens and cows and geese and pigs and how we eat it that way. No, they don't care. They don't care. They like it because they're under a mind control spell. We're going to get into how the dollar's imploding. We're going to cover it all today. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Gerald Celente in 3 minutes. You'll want to stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're 33 minutes into this Friday, July 2nd, 2010 edition. Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report is going to be popping in with us for 15 minutes in the middle of the next hour. Then we have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And in the last hour, we have a filmmaker who's made an amazing documentary about the private banking dictatorship that's taken over our society, but also, of course, he's the maker of the film Money Masters, the quintessential documentary over 14 years ago that was produced. Bill Still exposing how this cabal of corporate hijackers took over our nation. He'll be joining us in the last hour today. Of course, Gerald Celente is the premier trends forecaster in the world, and he joins us once a month, but things are getting so fast and furious, and the birthing pains are getting closer and closer together as the war with Iran looms, as the mainstream media and the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Krugman admits it's the third depression. I'm hearing the term the greatest depression being used. Obama's talking about the greatest recession, so they're trying to spin Gerald Celente's term that he coined. Gerald Celente, of course, is in my film, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, and he's also in Obama Deception. And these two films really describe how this criminal network is bringing our society down by design. And so Gerald Celente joins us for one segment today because I looked on the Drudge Report this morning, and I noticed that Paul Watson's article from yesterday describing how the United Nations has come out and badmouthed the greenbacks, saying all global currencies need to basically die, and that the private central banks that orchestrated this collapse will now have a new global currency, SDR, that's cashless, and that we'll still have our currencies. They'll just be pegged to this, and this unelected offshore group of crooks will now have control over the dollar. And that article, one of the top stories on Drudge, is dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. And, of course, we link to that UN report. And at the bottom of our report, we link to Gerald Celente's excellent analysis and breakdown on this. So this is good news that the biggest news site in the world, the Drudge Report, is linking to our analysis as well as Gerald Celente's analysis. Because if we're able to expose these crooks and not have them manage this crisis and use it to get more power and control, we can defeat this new world order. So joining us is Gerald Celente. Gerald, thanks for coming on short notice.
Always my pleasure, Alex.
Well, break it down for us. You, for the last 2-3 years, have been really with stunning accuracy chronicling exactly what was going to unfold. You predicted by the end of 2010 that they won't be able to deny that we are in a full-blown depression for the last 2 years, and they've been covering it up. Now all the economic data is coming out, just piling onto your predictions. So go over your past prediction and then tell us currently where we're at and any tweaking on your forecast of where we're going.
Well, in 2004, actually, we wrote in the Trends Journal, and it's on our website, trendsjournal.com, that by the end of 2007, we'd enter, quote, the Great Recession. In 2007, we warned, we even took the domain name out, and it was one of our top trends for 2008, the panic of 08. Then we forecast in 08 the collapse of 09. The markets collapsed in March of 09. And the only thing that they did was to pump them up with bailout and stimulus money worldwide. China, all of Europe, the UK, Australia, Japan, South Korea, you name the company, that's the right word. I meant to say country, but company fits because that's the ones they're bailing out. The banks, the big companies, they flooded the world with stimulus money. The games ran out. The game ran out with the Greek crisis. So now what we have is the reality. And now, as you mentioned, you're hearing people like Krugman. I call the New York Times, Alex, calls what I have to say pessimism porn. So therefore, Krugman, from the toilet paper of record, comes out 2 years too late and a couple of weeks behind, saying that, quote, he fears that we're going to enter into a depression. Fears? Oh, but if they listen to Krugman and company, they could get out of it, because he says it's about policy. And the policy that he recommends is dump more money into the system, more stimulus, so that it's like you having a second mortgage. You can't pay it off. And I say, hey, listen, Alex, how about taking out a third mortgage so you could pile some more debt on top of it? So the game's run out. They're not going to throw any more stimulus into this. It is austerity. Austerity means, by the way, you take pay cuts and you pay higher taxes to bail out the banks. We're going into the greatest depression. However, they're also taking us on the path to war. And this is what we wrote when the bailouts began. When the bailout bubble bursts, when all else fails, they become emboldened by their failures and they take us to war. That's what we fear is next.
Gerald Celente is our guest. Gerald, we're now seeing Schwarzenegger make 200,000 employees of California take minimum wage. Some of these are 10, 20, 30-year employees who were making $20, $30 an hour. Now they're supposed to live on $6 an hour. We see Bloomberg reporting that 46 states are bankrupt or on the verge of going bankrupt. And the government's answer is raise federal and state taxes by record levels in modern history. And California did that 2 years ago. And lo and behold, their tax receipts went down. Kennedy cut taxes by 50%, tax receipts double. Government knows when you cut taxes, more money comes in because the economy speeds up and becomes more healthy. So then by this measurement, they know that the taxes increasing is going to further destroy the economy. What is the method to the madness?
Look who they are. As I mentioned, these are the people we used to go to high school and college with that wanted to become the class president and the head of the student council. They were suck-ups, brown-nosers, self-serving, ambitious jerks that most people didn't want to hang around with. They follow their career paths. They've been in competence forever. Let's look at the facts. They have Katrina-quality rescue skills. Hey, great job you're doing over there in the Gulf. How about fixing health care? No, I have it. Why not? Let's reform education. Let's start a war on drugs. Let's go bigger than that. Let's have wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're losers. Everything they touch, they turn to rot. They are incapable. And if you want to start cutting back, let's start cutting back on these jumbo jets that the secretaries of this and that ride around in, and every time they go and make a state visit, it's the same predictable scene. Here they are waving from the gangway to a crowd below of other dignitaries bowing and scraping when they roll out a red carpet and strike up the band. Who is kidding who with this stuff? They're robbing us blind. They're living like royalty. They're cutting back on their on everybody's salaries so the people at the top could keep the game going the same.
And it's coming to a head. I mean, when you realize they spend billions and billions a year just for Congress people to fly around on the equivalent of Air Force One type jets, and you're correct, it's in the news that even their aides and secretaries are flying on private jets. Meanwhile, I fly coach. I mean, this cannot continue. It just shows their Marie Antoinette attitude. And speaking of that, this article, Dollar Plunge, after UN called to ditch greenback, the G20 meets, these 20 central bankers, most of them Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Goldman Sachs alumni. They've stolen trillions of dollars publicly. They engineered the Ponzi scheme, and $1.2 billion is spent on their security. That is almost the budget of Toronto every year in 3 days. I mean, just to show how unsustainable this is, how they want to bankrupt us. And the United Nations says that the dollar is going to be dead, that other currencies are going to be dead, and that we have to set up a world government, and that's what these banks have been pushing for decades, where we pay carbon taxes to the central banks to issue a new SDR that our money is backed up by. I mean, this is incredible. The very same crooks that have done all of this say their solution is give them more power, and Obama's banking reform bill, even the Washington Post admits, gives unlimited power to the Federal Reserve to manage all sectors of the economy. So we have a banking dictatorship. I mean, you know, Gerald, the media is so worried about 11 Russian spies supposedly over here. You notice they were infiltrating Harvard and corporations because that's the government. Those are the governments. Like you always say, Harvard's what's hijacked America. The Russians know what to infiltrate because we don't have a government. Congress is ceremonial, and globalism is a private corporate takeover of a bunch of arrogant yuppie scum. Your take on this?
Well, you hit it on the head with it, what the UN is talking about with the one currency. And it's happening. And that's why we fear it's going. That's why I mentioned the war card. If the war card is played, they'll frighten the people into something like that. We're watching the euro disintegrate in front of our eyes. There's going to be a time when the countries are going to be bailing out of it. Nobody's meeting the Maastricht Agreement accords. on their ratios of budget deficits and GDP, et cetera. So what we're looking at, again, current events form future trends. What's the Dow at now, Alex? It's at March 1999 levels. Hey, stay in the market. Don't worry about it. This is a buying opportunity. You have to be in it for the long term. What was gold doing back in 1999? Oh, it was around $250 an ounce. Oh, and what's it today? Oh, around $1,200 an ounce. But you know, buy stock, and they make fun of everybody that wants to buy gold, particularly the toilet paper of record. They call us gold bugs, gloom and doomers, because we don't buy into their line of baloney. Remember I talked about the people that we couldn't stand that wanted to be the class presidents and the student council
heads? No, I've noticed that all these globalists, it doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Rick Perry or Trent Lott or Al Gore, they're all male cheerleaders. I mean, the biggest kiss butt.
And then there's the other ones, Alex. The other ones were the writers for the school newspaper. Here they are. And they're in front of us. They're Brian Williams. They're Katie Couric. They're Matt Lauers. They're the people that used to write things about the president, the principal, excuse me. It's high school. Nothing has changed. They're tame little reporters saying what the principal wants them to say. They get away with murder, literally. And by the way, talking about murder, I'm sick of hearing these lefties talk about, oh, these Tea Party people are crazy. Boy, if they got into power, oh yeah, they'd be sending predator drones into Pakistan and killing innocent people. Oh yeah, they'd be escalating the war in Afghanistan. Oh yeah, they'd be putting huge military bases in Iraq. They're worried about the Tea Party.
They'd be continuing torture. They would be introducing legislation to secretly arrest citizens. Oh, that's the Democrats.
Oh yeah, right. I thought it was the Tea Party people.
Well, Gerald, specifically, because you've said that you've been saying this for the last year, that you see the total depression collapse or the media admitting we're in a depression by the end of 2010. How do you see that unrolling? And in which direction do you see a new international order emerging?
The direction of the new international order emerging, it has to get to a catastrophic level. And that's what we fear about war. As the depression is unfolding in front of us now, what were today's unemployment numbers? Oh, they increased. Gee, son of a gun. All those factory orders, you know, they were worse than, quote, expected by whom? Oh, how about those new home sales that collapsed? It's in front of us. It's going, all the data is adding up to a crash. We believe it's going to be a currency crash. That's our best estimate in thinking about this at the point. It's going to be a currency crash that's going to collapse the markets.
Break that down, because you've talked about how all major currencies are doomed. You, Ron Paul, countless other economists and researchers have stated that this fractional reserve banking system is designed to consolidate power in the Ponzi scheme operators' hands, and we're now reaching that global meltdown, and the UN says that all major currencies are going to fail, but again, their answer is a world government backed up by carbon taxes. How do you see that unfolding?
What we see first is it collapsing in Europe. They can't sustain it. If you think our banks are in bad shape, theirs are in even worse. And I'm sick of hearing this is an American-grown problem with our subprime mortgages. It's much bigger than that. You go to Spain, Ireland, you go around, they overbuilt these areas just like they did in Florida and Las Vegas. They have their own stuff. And so we're looking at the central banks in Europe are doing exactly what they said they weren't going to do. They're buying up all the bad paper. It's going to run out. We believe the collapse is going to happen in Europe. Oh, and here's what's going to happen before then. We're going to start seeing more and more terrorism. And what you saw happen in Toronto, they know what's going on. That was a test. What did they spend at the G20 meeting to protect the, quote, leaders? What leaders? A leader doesn't have fear to walk by themselves. They don't have to spend a $2 billion to protect them. That was a, the people are uprising around the world. So that's what we're looking at. Simultaneous issues, terrorism, uprisings by the populations, a currency crisis, and equity markets collapsing at the same time. And you know what, Alex? The BP disaster, unfortunately, looks as though it's going to be the dust bowl of the 21st century.
Gerald Celente, I was just going to have you for 1 second because I know you're busy today, but can you come back with a little five-minute segment and give us your breakdown on where the oil spill is going?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Thank you. Gerald Celente is our guest. We'll give you his website on the other side and tell you how to subscribe to his must-read Trends Journal. If you're a business owner or you're a mother, a father, if you're in government, if you're in law enforcement, everyone should read the Trends Journal. I know I do. Gerald Celente is the real deal, and we're honored to have him. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The MO of this global corporate crime syndicate that's overthrowing every nation on earth is to create a crisis and offer their solution. That's why it's so important to get the film Fall of the Republic, because it details who these people are, what they've done, how they're going to abolish the world currencies or devalue them, and then have this new SDR. I made this film 6 months ago, Fall of the Republic. I made the Obama deception 14 months ago. These films are evergreen. They're more pertinent today than they ever were. Get them on DVD at Infowars.com. Now, going back to Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute. Gerald, I want you to get into the oil spill and where you see that going, and you're comparing it to the Dust Bowl. I think that's an excellent parallel. But first, tell us about the Trends Research Institute, the website, trendsresearch.com, and how people can subscribe to it.
Well, our Trends Journal is a quarterly. We're coming out with a summer edition in just a few weeks. And we have a discount request page as well, because we know people are having a difficult time. We try to make it available to everyone. And in this upcoming Trends Journal, there'll be a white paper done by Dr. Robert Schock, the distinguished geologist who's renowned for his work, along with my colleague and executive editor of the Trends Journal, John Anthony West, who's proven geologically that the weathering at the base of the Sphinx is 10,000 years older than currently dated, which means that it predates the Sahara Desert and that we weren't hunters and gatherers when they built this. Well, Dr. Schock has done a white paper on the oil disaster. And the short of it is that this is not a leaking pipe. This is a fracture. And the damage is going to be far greater than what they're telling us it's going to be. So there's going to be a lot more of that in this paper. So we see this as a disaster that, you know, it can be those kind of things that just keep adding up. If we have, how about building some more nuclear power plants, that Obama's alternative energy plan? Yeah, a couple of more Chernobyls, a couple of more big oil leaks. Oh, let's start a real good war. Shoot off a couple of nukes, and maybe the mystery of the Sphinx won't be a mystery anymore. Civilizations may wipe themselves out because we have the imbeciles in control now that are leading us down that path.
Gerald Celente, what's going to happen to Obama? He now has the lowest approval rating ever. He's topped even his previous record. They know that they have destroyed themselves politically. Every incumbent, whether they be Republican or Democrat, has been losing in the primaries. This is a political realignment that you predicted 4 years ago. Where do you see that going?
A new third party. We're calling it Progressive Libertarian at this point. Progressive in terms of environmental issues, the things the advertisers you have on your show about foods and heirloom seeds, etc. Progressive in terms of education, not the stupid system we have now. And libertarian in the Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan field of not becoming involved in foreign entanglements, having sleazeballs like Spitzer, the governor of New York, putting laws into place, breaking Johns for going out with prostitutes as he's paying for high-paid ones down in Washington, D.C. Libertarian in a sense as of that in government getting out of your business. So that's what we see happening. If that party is stopped by the control of the two-headed one-party system, who are the Democrats or Republicans going to put up? So Obama runs? Who are the Republicans going to put up? Hey, how about John McCain again? Or Bonner? Or Shelby? Or Mickey Mouse?
Mitt Romney and fainter Petraeus. Gerald Celente, we'll talk to you again later in the month for a full-hour interview. Thank you so much for spending time with us. TrendsResearch.com. Our website's Infowars.com. God bless you. I wish you weren't right, but it's better to know what's going on than to be ignorant in the dark. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
There goes Gerald Celente. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.